For too long, those who have... This is hilarious. For too long, those who have led us have viewed politics as the art of the possible. The challenge which faces them and us now is to practice politics as the art of making what appears impossible possible. As the French students wrote on the walls of the Sorbonne, be realistic, demand the impossible. We cannot settle for less. I'm actually just going to tell you who
said
this.
I would say I'm the 2001 generation. My first day of college was 9/11, and so that was a very politicizing moment for me. I was actually in a class called Empires to Nations, The Birth of the Modern Middle East, when the planes hit the building. Not kidding you.
At best, we're entering a reformist period. But a reformist period looks damn good compared to what we've been through the last...
Every single issue that we would be fighting around on the ground in grassroots organizations is fundamentally connected to the war. Healthcare, housing, labor rights, all of these things that we want, we can't have if the war continues.
A lot of my way of understanding the world was informed by the Zapatista perspective from communiques and from sort of starting to really understand the way that power
is organized. Not going to result in revolution or socialism or anarchism or counter-system. It can at best in the next decade or two result in a new constellation of forces in the world. Every other transition in the history of capitalism has been through bloody wars. And
so I think what we need to be doing is picking up on that signal that this country does want radical change. Otherwise, we wouldn't have Obama and Hillary as our Democratic candidates. Obama would have been assassinated by now if that were not the case.
More and more, you're finding that a member of the U.S. working class is sending remittances to another country. A member of the U.S. working class working at a call center in India. So even if we start to build a national movement, we're going
to
find very quickly that,
that
we're actually building a transnational.
Have it happen big and have it happen fast and have it happen now is a huge part of why we see our projects failing again and again. And I think if we make a commitment to have it happen, but have it happen at a pace that actually makes sense,
I think that's helpful with this question is not to look at the state as a sort of single entity, but to actually recognize that the state is a collection. It's sort of like a machine and machines is one way of putting it. We need to open up a space where we can meet each other and not just sort of listen to each other, but where we can meet each other and start to respect each other and start to build some
social
relations.
I have my political and strategic differences with some of what my friends who are anarchists say, but I think that the anarchists deserve the credit for changing the climate and bringing a democratic and very fresh sensibility to that. Not letting people getting booted out of their homes was one of the main campaigns the Communist Party did, that people from the Right to the City Network, if the opportunity arises, should be the national leadership proposing legislation. No one has made it
organized through a series of strong nation states, through supranational corporations, through supranational organizations, NAFTA, the upcoming Security and Prosperity Partnership, that would be the sort of war on terrorism version of NAFTA for Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, the G8, and also many international NGOs. These are the people that are keeping systems of oppression in place. The defeat of the Bush administration of their plan really allows us to refocus on that broader sort of conception of how power is organized.
The prospect for building a left that will be dynamic, influential, relevant, and more coherent are better than they've been at any time since the late 60s.
Until the people feel the limits of this electoral system, they're never going to try to take it apart and build something different. And so I wonder whether, if Obama does become president, which is a huge question at this point, but if he were to become president, whether people would feel, given that the move, the spirit behind the momentum that Obama has, is that feeling that people want change. It's real, you know, that feeling, that sense of discontent, that feeling of wanting something different is the wind beneath Obama's wings.
All right, we're gonna actually end it right here.